Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sharptooth Luke, Amy Meachin, Maya Mednyx, Nico Aspen, Caleb Eigsty, Boxer Santaros, Stephanie Cooper, Gray, Sarah, Sachi. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 134, Time of Revelation.
Right. Martin Blackwood, Assistant to Peter Lucas, head of the Magnus Institute. Recording statement number 006-0122. Statement of Adelard Decker, taken from a letter to Gertrude Robinson, dated 22nd of January 2006. Gertrude, sorry I can't be there in person to go over all this with you. I still have a few things to clear up over here, but I thought it would be best to let you know as soon as possible. I am now certain my theory is correct. There is something new emerging. A 15th power. I didn't want to believe it either, not at first, but I was alerted a few months ago to the case of a woman named Bernadette Delcour. She works at the Faculté de Théologie in the University of Lille, and is an expert in eschatology, specifically failed apocalypse predictions. She had an encounter I believe is directly connected to the new emergence, and I managed to track her down. She was reluctant to talk, though I eventually managed to get the story out of her. Bernadette had, apparently, received a call from a colleague in Paris about a discovery regarding Garland Hillier. Now, Hillier was a member of the Millerite movement in upstate New York during the early 1840s. I don't know how familiar you are with the Millerites, but they would eventually grow into the Seventh-day Adventist Church. They followed a preacher named William Miller, who believed he had calculated exactly when the end of days was coming, and pinned it down to October 22nd, 1844. Now, Gertrude, I'm sure you'll have noticed that date came and went without any sign of Jesus returning, and Miller's followers noticed the very same thing, calling it the Great Disappointment. Most of his followers stuck with him and gradually turned into the Seventh-day Adventists, but Garland Hillier apparently took it harder than most, abandoning the movement and returning to his native France the following year. He spent the next 20 years publishing widely derided collections of poetry, as well as essays on belief and atheism that were roundly ignored by the philosophical salons of the time. He was supported by several literary friends, as he was reputedly a gifted editor, even if his own work was often all but incomprehensible. Garland Hillier's final essay, published in 1867 and simply titled L'Avenir, The Future, was supposedly a rambling and meandering speculation on the end of the human race, influenced by Darwin's recent publication of The Origin of the Species and his own shattered faith. He posited a future where, far from any glorious or holy revelation or reckoning, a decadent and corrupt humanity was violently